You may be seated, please. Let us look to God in prayer. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the first Palm Sunday when your Son entered his own city, Jerusalem. Lord, as we reflect upon your word this morning, we ask your grace and mercy. You enable us to understand your word and help us to see ourselves in the light of your word and help us to exalt your Son, Jesus Christ, in our hearts and in our lives, because he's worthy of our praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Palm Sunday, the day taken from all the four Gospels, where a whole city threw a parade for Jesus. Today we join millions of people around the globe in the celebration of Palm Sunday. Today we enter into the most sacred time of the Christian calendar, Holy Week, with the celebration of Palm Sunday to the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this day marks the triumphal entry of Jesus into the city of Jerusalem. It was not triumphal in worldly sense, for by the end of the week, Jesus would be condemned, tortured, and crucified. Yet it was triumphal in the divine sense. For in this week, the ancient prophecies of the Messiah's suffering, death, and resurrection would be fulfilled. And Jesus' hour of glory and ultimate victory had come. Not in the form of conquest, but through his self-emptying love and his death on the cross for the salvation of the world. The paradox is striking. A Messiah welcomed as royalty, yet walking the way to death. This would be Jesus' final entry into Jerusalem. He enters not as a conquering hero, but as a humble king riding on a donkey, knowing full well that he is entering into his suffering and death. Palm branches, once symbols of earthly triumph, now point to Jesus' kingship. They point to Jesus' kingdom. They remind believers that true victory comes through surrender. This day prepares our hearts for Holy Week's journey from shouts to silence. In every procession and prayer, the church relives this tension. Joy and sorrow intertwine, inviting deeper reflection on the true cost of redemption. One of the strongest lessons of this event is that Jesus is King. In fact, he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the Messiah, the Anointed One, and as such, it is fitting we worship him. We adore him. The Bible readings for today invite us to reflect once more on the meekness and majesty of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today's readings reveal the heart of the Passion story. Isaiah's prophecy and Paul's hymn intertwine to illuminate Christ's suffering. His sacrifice. Every reading broadens our understanding of true cost of redemption. Isaiah's suffering servant prefigures Christ's endurance. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. It mirrors Jesus' silence before his accusers. Further, in chapter 53, Isaiah writes, He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In today's reading, Isaiah speaks of a servant who does not retaliate, who does not flee suffering, but embraces it with trust in God. This image is perfectly fulfilled in Jesus, whose strength lies not in resisting pain, but in obediently offering himself for the redemption of humanity. His obedience was not a sign of weakness, but of unwavering trust in the Father's plan. St. Paul, in the second reading from Philippians, deepens this image. Though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. This obedience of Jesus was not born out of fear or compulsion, but from love and trust in the Father. It was a holy obedience that reveals to us the heart of Christ, a heart willing to lay down everything for the sake of sinners, you and me. Paul, it seems, is quoting an early Christian hymn that speaks about Christ and who he is and what he has done for us. It's almost a mini creed. Paul presents Jesus in the contrasting picture of both king and servant. And this is the paradox of the Christian faith. Victory through the cross. Glory through humility. And life through death. St. Paul affirms this when he says, "Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." And the Gospel of Palm Sunday invites us to contemplate both the humility and the majesty of Christ's kingship. In humility and peace, Jesus enters Jerusalem on a small animal, a borrowed donkey. However, people still acclaim him king, and they proclaim him Messiah, the promised Messiah, who they hope would save them from their worldly afflictions, from the tyranny of Roman rules. Not long after, the same people who in today's reading from the Gospel said they were admiring him for his mighty works, those who were admiring him for his miracles, the same people, probably after learning that his kingship is different from what they thought, demand that he be crucified. In obedience to the will of the Father, Jesus accepts death. And it is so painful to be persecuted and condemned by the people you helped. Jesus is condemned by the community he fed, healed, and helped. This shows us that it is not always the case that those you help will return the favor. Sometimes they would even be the ones to bite your back and bring you down. Betrayal lives with us. We have something to learn from our Lord this morning. We have something to learn from the attitude of Jesus. He doesn't say, "I fed you, I healed you, I helped you, and so on. He simply looks on, accepting everything that is thrown at him, because he has a mission to accomplish. His program is to save humanity. Jesus shows us how vital it is to accept and do the will of God no matter the cost. His passion teaches us that the true kingship is found not in power and glory, but in humble service, self-giving love, and obedience to the Father. Obedience to the will of God, even unto death, is at the heart of Christ's mission and the supreme expression of divine love. Jesus emptied himself of divine privilege, humbled himself, and took the form of a servant to fulfill the Father's will. He remained faithful unto death. This is the call of Palm Sunday, to be obedient to the will of God, no matter the challenges we face. Choosing the easy way often leads us away from our true calling. As we commemorate the first Palm Sunday, the church invites us to fix our gaze upon the cross, the instrument through which redemption entered the world. The cross, one sign of shame and defeat, becomes in Christ the throne of glory and the path to victory. Jesus is king like no other, a king who surprises us at every turn. He is humble, he is loving, he is gentle and full of compassion. Dear friends, when Christ came into this world to accomplish our salvation, he came in a humble and lowly manner. When he returns to judge, he will come in power and glory. And we need to have that image of Christ in our minds as well. To see this, one only needs to compare and contrast Luke chapter 19 and Revelation chapter 19. There the Apostle John describes the vision he saw of Christ's return on the last day. And he writes, "Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems." We need to have that picture of Christ in our hearts and minds as well. One of the most profound and mysterious aspects of the cross is that Jesus did not merely save us from death, he saved us in death. By fully sharing in our humanity, in our fragility, our suffering, and our loneliness. So this is the greatness of divine love, that Jesus meets us in our most vulnerable moments. His weakness becomes the most radiant expression of his love and power. Palm Sunday readings capture the entire journey of Christ's earthly mission, moving from jubilant praise to solemn silence, from public acclaim to public rejection, from life to death. But this is not the end. We await the dawn of resurrection. As we enter Holy Week, let us journey with Jesus more intimately than ever before. Let us live these sacred days not merely as spectators, but as true disciples. So as we begin this Holy Week, we are invited to meditate deeply on the Passion of the Lord, vividly narrated in all four Gospels. Today's account from the Gospel of Luke presents a mirror to our own hearts. At times, we may find ourselves like Pilate, choosing convenience over conviction, like Herod, curious but indifferent, like Peter, full of good intentions but lettering in courage, like the crowd, easily swayed. Yet this very passion that exposes human failure also reveals God's infinite mercy. Let us enter this holy week with deep reverence and devotion. May our hearts not only wave palms in celebration, but also stand firm with Jesus at the foot of the cross. Let us walk with him, suffer with him, and rise with him in glory. In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand for the creed.